Edits on BBS Radio. Good evening. Welcome to the Wednesday show, 1 hour show. If you have questions, we have answers. The questions are being asked by Winfrey, and the answers are being given by Ra'an, which is the Elohim group in combination with the Ra group on the other side of the veil. And the voice is from Terry Brown, and they are located in Sedona, Arizona. My name is Gijs Minnen. I live in the small town of Los Molinos, California. And as usual, this is simulcast with a conference call. And hear a ding, that is a caller coming in to the show per phone. And Wynn goes over the questions while the show is rolling and picks the most relevant questions, those that are for a wide audience, but also he sometimes picks personal questions. And you can submit a question per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And as we do every day at 7 p.m. Pacific, our Whole Planet Healing conference call, which is only accessible by phone. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. And I welcome the caller that just came on board. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Barb from Ohio.
Hello, Barb.
Hi.
Welcome. And I welcome everyone listening in through BBS Radio. I will also give the phone number to call into the Whole Planet Healing Call, which is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. 250-513-pound. I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Name and location.
Hi, Gijs. It's Prudence in Asheville.
Hello, Prudy. Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the next caller. We say your name and location.
Hi there, I'm Cecil, C6, Serpent from Sunshine, Seattle.
All right, Cecil, welcome, brother.
Thank you.
And more people, you're welcome. More people have certain. Please say name and location.
Hi, I was Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Welcome
Hi,
to you, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
And Debbie from Coast.
Oh, Alfred
Debbie.
From Colton. Debbie, welcome.
Hi, everybody. Hi, it's Don. How you doing?
Hi, Debbie. Hi, other person.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Mary Irene in Cincinnati.
Hello. Who is it? Melody?
Hi, Don. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome.
Okay.
All right. Let's see, did I miss anyone? If so, feel free to say my location.
Cutting in and out.
Am I cutting in? It's just my phone connection. It's poor service over here.
Uh-huh.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings, hi, from chilly Sedona. It's Raiden.
Or snowy Sedona. Welcome, Raiden. Positive greetings to you.
Hi, Raiden.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Hi. Does that sound like
chilly talk?
Was the last person that said hi, Cija?
No.
No, it's probably like really early in the morning there for her.
Well, I was just wondering who that was. I can't put a name with the voice.
Welcome to the next call. We said,
hey, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome.
Hi, Janine. Thank you.
Hi, Janine.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Janine. We're coming in loud and clear.
Cool.
And another person joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Oh, hi, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Hey, Shirley. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Shirley.
Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Antonio.
Wow, we have a lot of people from Ohio tonight.
How many?
I think I heard somebody from Cincinnati.
It's Mary Eileen.
Okay, and then Shirley.
Columbus.
Columbus, I think.
I'm in Northern.
Okay. Barb.
And I'm in Northeast.
I have Barb.
Right.
Barb for me.
Welcome to the next call. Am I okay?
Hi, Jerry from Dallas.
Jerry from Dallas and Dr. Art, welcome to you both.
Roger. Hi, Roger. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Texas in the house.
Hi,
Don. And I welcome all those that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, Heist, did you say your car got totaled recently?
Did I see what?
Did you say your car got totaled recently?
Yes, last week it got totaled, yeah.
We should form a club.
Totaled or towed? Did you say totaled or towed?
Both.
Destroyed.
No.
First one, then the other.
Not drivable anymore.
No, it's a total loss.
Was anyone injured?
My daughter had a little neck and shoulder, but it disappeared after a few days.
Oh, good.
Was she driving?
No, I was driving.
Uh-huh.
Somebody came out of a driveway. Left right to it.
Well, you never know, do you? It can happen in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
Looks like that limb is working in weird ways.
My car got totaled back in December.
Oh, yeah?
In the snow?
No. Some idiot just plowed into us. We were stopped in the road.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You're lucky
to be alive. Yeah, you're okay.
Good evening.
Wanda.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, people.
Hi, Wanda.
James.
Somebody else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say anything.
Sarah. Hi, it's Sarah from Evanston, Illinois.
Hello. Sarah, welcome.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, Heist, does Wynn know we got a call?
Might not.
Probably out partying somewhere.
Yeah. They have at the bar last week, I guess, right? Happy hour.
Yeah.
Did they get home yet?
Yes, they're home for a few days already. kind of thing.
I'll be resting up now.
It's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
Exactly.
Sarah from Evanston, is this your first time on the call?
No, it's not my first time on the
call,
but it's been a few years maybe? Or,
okay.
Yeah, maybe 2 years.
Oh, welcome back.
Oh.
Hi, it's Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Welcome to the call.
Wynn.
Glad to have you with us.
Yep. It's Sarah Lowe.
Yeah, life gets us real busy, and we're not all able to join every week.
Not here yet.
Welcome to the next.
Hello, it's Nick from Perth, Western Australia.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
How you guys?
Hi, Nick.
How are you all today?
Australian accent, okay?
Yeah. That's good.
How was your
all today?
Nick.
Nick thinks we have accents.
Sorry, what was the question?
I said Nick thinks we have accents.
Hey, you do. We all have accents. Everyone's got one.
Yeah.
My Thursday self is not too bad. Had some full moon energy downloads and stuff happening yesterday afternoon and last night, which was pretty awesome. So which was good. It's good.
We all do. Some people don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've had these flu-like symptoms for about a week now. I've been getting little ones. But last night, I went straight home from work and laid on my bed and, I was, physically vibrating. It was for hours. It was massive. I could feel lots of things lifting. And yeah, it was cool.
Good.
I normally get them before the full moon, but this time I got them after for some reason. So, yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
Maybe it has something to do with the amount of the porthole opening this time with the full moon.
Maybe. Need to do a little bit more research on all that kind of stuff. My time is a bit limited on what I can and can't do, and yeah. I want to know so much about so many different things. It's, yeah. It's
going and they all play together and nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Have you ever submitted a question to the...
Hey, Nick. Nick. You know, one great quote from Bob Dylan. You ready?
Yep.
I forgot more than you'll ever know.
Yeah, I've probably forgotten more than I know right now as well. But
I think that relates to a lot of us.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. It's crazy. There's just so much to learn, though.
I am ready to start. And Terry's not ready, of course. In fact, she's not ready.
I haven't heard her yet.
She's here.
When you're important, in the words of what's it? That little guy, the actor, the small guy. It's he's a round guy, Danny DeVito. He says, "When you're important, people will wait."
There we go. you know what you just said, Terry? Well, Danny DeVito said, "When you're important, people will wait."
It's in that movie Twins. He said when he arrived late in his little in that little car of his, the Prius or whatever it was.
I better start quickly because we're supposed to start at 6, but now we start at 6:10 if we're lucky. If I ever start on time, because you know what, things are always happening already. But in any case, we have some very good question tonight.
So Terry is not live on the call yet, Vin?
No, she's live next to me.
Okay.
And we're sitting in the car. She got so endeared to sitting in the cars, doing calls from sitting in cars, that we're doing a call from Sedona, sitting in our car. Now, if you want to know the truth, this is rather funny. Okay, I was at Starbucks in Sedona doing some work, and Terry was driving to the restaurant next to Starbucks, unbeknownst to me, and or her, and she was going to dinner with somebody, or two people, and they saw the car, they saw my car, and they said, "Where's Wynn?" And I just happened to walk out from Starbucks and take a break. And then they went to the restaurant and were eating. And then I sat with them for a bit. And then I went back to the car and I said, "Wait a second, it's 9 minutes to our call." She said, "Oh, I forgot all about it. This is life in the dyslexic zone." Okay. like Danny DeVito said, when you're important, you can be late. So, Terry, here. Everyone wants to hear your malicious voice.
I don't know what malicious means.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Terry.
Thank you for all your work, Terry.
Hi, Don.
Love to you, Terry.
Hi. All right. Is Lauren on the phone?
Not Lauren. I have not heard him tonight, no. It was an awesome show last night with Lauren and the playback. It was very interesting.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Especially hearing both of you talk on what was recorded. It was very, very interesting.
Oh, yeah. It's like
was
I
on
think.
The, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock call.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, I haven't been able to join. I've been really busy, so. By the time I get home, I think it's dark and late.
I think those are available on replay.
How do you get to those?
I do not know.
Yeah, but
I can tell you.
That's one I'd like to keep.
You know,
I want to keep that win that show last night.
Yeah. Of course, you won't have a chance to listen to the one from yesterday because then you have to call right now. Every day it gets refreshed to the most recent call.
Excuse me, guys. Let me interrupt you. I'm sorry. Before we get later, is Lauren on the line?
No, he's not.
Because is Cassandra on the line?
No, but I know.
Well, let's see if she answers. Because she called up and she wanted the number really badly. Cassandra, are you there? Everybody's unmuted, correct?
Correct.
Yep. And Lauren, you're not there, correct? Answer me if you're not there.
He did answer in silence.
Oh, we'll do like they say, faith is like Wi-Fi. It's invisible, but it has the power to connect you for what you need.
Yeah, but I hope it doesn't have the power to destroy yourselves, like Wi-Fi.
So I guess if they're going to come in, they're going to come in pretty soon.
Yeah.
To the show.
So here we go. We're gonna get started.
Can I first give the playback number?
Oh yes. Excuse for yesterday, you mean?
Yes, but then again, of course, they're gonna miss it because it's gonna be erased after we do the next call here in an hour.
You know, if you listen carefully, I believe when you do the playback, you can tune into a previous call. Okay.
Oh, there's an option here?
I think so.
What's going on?
I never did it, but listen carefully.
I've never heard it.
You might figure it out.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But I'll
tell you, we do have a recording of that call, all right? Which means I can download the recording and then send an email out to everybody.
Oh, please do.
I think so too, yes. It's a very valuable call last night.
How many of you think Lauren could be Tesla?
Oh, I
yes.
do.
What's the question?
How many of you think Lauren could be Tesla? Not is, but could be.
Okay. I have no idea.
He is really
smart. You know, he is really sharp. I have never run into
anyone.
It's
really broken.
Not only that, the incident that he talked about where he met somebody that he'd known in a past life, and she recognized him right away and called him Nicola. You know, and then he recognized her.
Yeah.
And also he says that he bypassed the veil of forgetfulness, so he remembers everything.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm going to do an interview. Maybe I'll do an interview with him on Monday. Okay.
It'll be very interesting. Yeah.
I'll tell you something. If you know about Tesla, you know Tesla became used by the government in negative forces to produce weapons. Did you guys know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. As far as I remember, that's true. And he was not happy doing it. In this lifetime, Lauren has been very... Lauren, are you there? Good. I'm talking... He's very reclusive. And he was going through a lot of negative attacks. And I told him, keep coming to our calls. Keep coming to our calls. And it's helping him. So, and you guys are helping him because he has a lot to offer, but he's afraid to offer it because he's been so used in the past for his brilliance, you know? So, I mean, you're nice anyway, but be specially nice. But don't tell him I told you, okay?
Okay, how about that replay number?
The replay number. Yeah, go ahead, Ben.
But it's not okay. The replay number is you know what, Heise?
It's at the end. It's 4009.
712. Okay. 712-770-4009.
And the pin?
The same as usual. 250-513 pound.
Thank you.
Now, I'll tell you something else that's kind of exciting. Maybe I'll tell this with the recording. Here we go. I'm going to start the recording.
Muted. This conference is being recorded.
This is May 22nd, 2019, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is our Wednesday call, which is officially titled, You've Got Questions, We Got Answers. Except it's not, I don't like the name of the call. I just came at, you know, years ago, I just said, we'll just call it that. But first of all, we is not Terry and I. We is our sources. And somehow it implies you're supposed to give up your power to them, and they're going to tell you what to do, which, as you know, they very rarely do that, if at all. And they can help us figure out what to do. They can, you know, you guys know. And let me see. Debbie is on the line. Debbie Dolphin. Debbie, are you there?
I am here.
How's your knees doing?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
I looked up online to see how long it takes for a dislocated knee to heal. It said 6 weeks. I got cleared Monday after 4 days. They've been working with me, and I had a brace and did everything I was supposed to and took Arnica, and that really helped. But in whether it's true or not, in my mind, I heard them say that they did operations on me, like when I slept. They would do it probably in the etheric, and they were tightening up my whatever, ligaments or something. And I am thrilled. I'm walking around now, and I go back to work tomorrow. So are you kidding me? 4 days and okay to go to work with no restrictions for a dislocated knee? That's amazing. Thank you, guides, angels, Elohim. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Terry Wynn, thank you.
You know what? I tell you, if you guys don't get it, they really pay attention to you guys. They make connection with you guys who come into the calls all the time. And you're not supposed to come into the calls for miracles. You're supposed to come into the calls for other reasons. But, you know, you have hold that just a second, Terry. There's a tendency to have miracles here on these calls. And no guarantees. You never know. But I have noticed. I mean, I remember when Heise, you probably remember the story, Heise's son had some problem with his
warts
on his hands, and he put it on the light, and he had them for like a couple of years, and then they disappeared. Now, I'm going to do something here, and we're in the car, and of course, Terry and I are on the same thing. I have to put it back and forth, and I have a very good speakerphone, so hang on just a moment, and I'm going to try to switch this to the speakerphone. I think, here we go, hang on.
Speaker is on.
Now we have to connect to it. Hang on, just a moment.
So, radio for being here, participating in this call, we are our equipped to find that it's weak, low volume.
All right. So we're ready to start. And I'm just going to be moving the headset from my head over to Terry to answer the questions. Father, Mother, God.
Can't you use this?
What's that?
Can't you just use a speaker on the phone itself?
Well, I could. Usually we get echo. We'll try it. You think that would be better?
Let's give it a try.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Now, am I clear?
Yes.
Terry, can you hear me?
Yes.
Put it louder.
There we go. Okay, we'll do it this way. Good to go. Thank you. Thanks for that idea. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now, and we're inviting a source that speaks through Terry Brown. They identify themselves as Ra'an, which is a combination of the Council of Elohim and the Ra group in a very high dimension. It has the ability to look down and tune into each one of us individually if we give them permission to, and sometimes bring clarity to questions in our life that are hard to figure out. So do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we adjust to the different circumstances of this call and configure ourselves so that we are positioned around the car and also to meet and touch whoever wants to be touched on the call, who we come in directly to you. We do not come through the computer or the telephone line. We come straight to you. If we ever say anything that doesn't make complete sense or resonate with you, disregard it. Do you have questions?
Yeah, the first question is from Sarah Loboda, L-O-B-O-D-A, in Evanston, Illinois, just north of Chicago. And she says, my divorce is over, but I am being harassed by courts to vaccinate my kids. My religious rights were taken away. The state of Illinois simply doesn't care about the laws to honor religious exemptions. It feels like a witch hunt. I am worried that my healthy children will be damaged, short or long term, since vaccines are linked to autoimmune conditions, cancers, and autism. Can you give any advice what to do? Can we detox vaccines from our bodies, and especially our brains? Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you. These are two separate questions. We take a look and we see we ask you to check out the laws of the state of Illinois and to see if there's some little known law that allows you to exempt your children from vaccination. And then, what are all the parameters? If they do not get vaccinated, are they disallowed from school and church and such social functions? There are different materials in vaccines. Some vaccines have mercury as a carrier. This can be detoxed from the system. Give us a moment. Take a pad of paper and write down what your options are. Perhaps it would be keep them out of school, homeschool. If there's any law in Illinois that would allow you to sidestep vaccines. Also, your paper could contain moving to an area that did not require vaccines. The laws in California, for instance, are getting stricter. Check into little known ways, ways that other people have sidestepped vaccines. Detoxing a vaccine is you can find out what is in a certain vaccine. There are some of the things that can be eliminated from the system. We see your concern. These vaccines can stay in the system for a whole lifetime and can be picked up on microscopic scans of the blood. Those are preliminary suggestions.
I wanted to suggest, and this is something that all of you should listen to about anything, I have had great results by formulating a question and putting it into Google and finding if I formulated a good question, I can actually get an answer. So, for example, in this case, is how can I get my child from getting a vaccine in Illinois? What is the ingredients in a given vaccine, et cetera, et cetera?
How many vaccines are given in what period of time?
In any case, and this does not just, this works for anything. Like today, we have a friend who has some kind of lung problem, and they told him it can't be fixed. And then he went to someone and found out that they thought they could fix it with stem cell therapy. And then I did a search, and I found all these people that were getting fixed. I asked the question, what are the natural solutions for this problem? And then I just found a bunch of sites coming up. And, you know, there's probably more that I haven't even researched, but in one of the sites, it was saying, stage level 4 laser treatments have been successful. And all these people were coming and making comments that it was successful for them. So that's nowhere near as expensive as stem cells. So formulate questions for issue, and you may get answers that might surprise you and help you. You can't do this for anything. And our next question is from Don Herman. What is the relationship between sacred geometry and the equations which create 3D? Thank you.
Thank you. The equations make up the sacred geometrical formula for any result. Geometry is intrinsic to every result, and every result results in the manifestation in the physical universe. The geometries are made up of holographic projections that are the result of motion, as everything is in motion. The spinning energy creates cones, then psychic energy and projected energy, depending upon the motion of the cone, this is the wide section of the cone, starting from a certain place, and the pointed section of the cone ending in a certain place, projecting energy upon another structure. The energy coalesce into moving projections of energy that creates holographic miniatures that are able to be seen in the equation. They act as templates, they act as icons composing a formula. So each quantum is represented by a little miniature representation of the whole, and is shown in an equation. And the equation, as they go integrally together, create the result, and the result is created instantaneously in the now. The formulas are changing instantaneously as the creation is put together and resulted in the final display or effect.
Now, I assume all of this stuff is kind of happening semi-automatically,
yes,
without any interventions from the Elohim. And it's like a creation machine. Constantly.
Depending upon the factors that go into the creation. For instance, the wall is projected in the now based upon the paint, the calcium, the structure, the steel, and they are all existing in the now, and structurally holding together. And if you put on the magic glasses that we have, you can see the equation for the wall written on the wall.
Thank you. at what point is the Elohim permitted to add frequencies to the mix? What are the circumstances?
We are permitted. We have our own free will. Test out the component and see which component is amenable to change. If a component is vastly holding on to its composition and is not allowing it to be changed, that it is bonded together, then we will not be able to change it. So we can test it out and see if any of the composition is able to be easily changed. We do this by spinning the icon that is available that represents that aspect of the finished product. For instance, if we had a certain kind of material added to the wall that might decompose readily, then we spin, if we spin the projection of that material, making it a stronger composition, a weaker composition, we can see the point where it can begin to disintegrate that component, which would perhaps unbind it and unstick it from holding together. Another component might be some glue that is so tightly bound that if we spun it, nothing would happen to that glue.
Thank you. Next question is from Raiden. And the question is, there is a push for a rollout of 5G wireless network. Can you share if there are dangers and if it affects our DNA and if there's anything we can do, meaning protection, etc., if this 5G network becomes the norm? Thank you, Raiden.
Yes. It is dangerous, and if you are in a direct path near a transformer or an emitter, then you can receive burning microwaves below the level of consciousness that can affect the body. To protect yourself from such a device, the closer you are, the more dangerous it is. But to protect yourself, there are materials that absorb the radiation and keep it from spreading all over around, such as chain that.
How about organite?
The frequencies that organite will absorb are not the exact frequencies of the 5G. So it can, on the edges of the projection of 5G, protect, but there is a component of 5G that will burn or be dangerous.
How about our pendants? Do they offer any protection?
They offer protection within the sphere of the pendant. However, if someone was wearing a pendant and had it the telephone into their ear and directly into their head. That would be a little.
So it doesn't really protect your whole body.
No, it is a matter of when you have the cell phone to your head, you have bypass protection.
If you were using a headset or something, then there's some protection there?
There would be more protection.
Okay. Thank you very much. And I think one final question from me. Could you comment about the interaction we had yesterday on Whole Time of Healing with Lauren and the tape that you made, the tape that we played?
Lauren has named the most important point of the call, the most important point in the, what we call it, a treatise that has been presented on how to have the best results from whole planet healing to calm the vibration so that they would not trigger a strong earthquake or bomb eruption, calm the energy, much like you would take a crying baby in your arms and cradle it and sing to it, or would calm it and quiet it and let it know that it was safe.
Thank you. So we'll be adding that, and we'll be having Lauren on again. And on that note, I think we've covered everything for tonight. And that's come to the end of our time. Okay, so let me unmute everybody. And
unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Wayne.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
from Perth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's lovely.
Have a lovely week, everyone.
Is Sarah from Evanston still on the call?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hey, Sarah, I don't know if you know, but we now have a call right after this one. There's a whole planet healing call. It's the number is, you got a pencil?
Yes.
It's 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513-pound.
Thank you so much.
We've been doing that one for a while. Few years.
It starts at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it starts right now. I mean, we're going over to it right now. Yeah,
okay,
if you're interested.
You. I'll hold the number. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Wynn, you still online?
Hello, Wynn. No, but I'm here.
Hi. I had a question, but I couldn't get it. That's Lauren. I couldn't get it through on the. Because I must have had the wrong email address, and then Wynn said I just mention it over the phone, and when we're on during the call.
Oh, that's right. I remember. He went inside for a minute, and he's not there right now. Are you coming to the other call?
Yeah, but this is for that for this session, not that session.
I know.
Yeah.
But what?
Ask it next week.
What, Terry? Terry, this is Jeannie. Is it that you need the email address?
The email address to send questions.
Questions at infinity.
No, questions at intelligence-infinity.com.
Okay, you're going to have to spell it out for me because obviously I'm not getting it right.
Question.
Is that what you have?
T-I-O-N-S.
Yeah,
at. Is that the symbol for at?
Yeah.
Let me look it up here.
Intelligence-infinity.
Spell intelligent or intelligence or whatever it is.
Intelligent.
I-N-T-E-L-I-G-E-N-T.
I think there's two L's.
I-N-T-E-L-I-G-E-N-T.
No, there's two L's. Two L's.
Dash.
Two L's.
Yeah,
and intelligent has two L's.
Intelligent dash.
Infinity.
I-N-F-I-N-I-T-Y.com, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, I was not getting it. That's what I did.
Did you spell it with two L's, Lauren? Lauren, did you spell intelligent with two L's?
I spelled it with one, and then I spelled it with two L's.
It's with two.
Can somebody send him the link? What's your email address?
L-O-R-E-N period Z-A-N-I-E-R at gmail.com.
Okay, I'll send you the link, Lauren, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Lauren, I wanted to thank you for last night. That was wonderful.
It was, Lauren. It was
Lauren, funny. Very interesting.
Yeah, that was neat.
The number for the next call. Can I grab that one quickly as well, please?
Yeah. The phone number for the Whole Planet Healing call is 1-712-770-4340, and the PIN is 250-513-#.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome, Nick. Yes. Hey, catch you later. Going over there.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Nick.
Your conference recording has stopped.